Nokia's week of Android, CyanogenMod's expansion, more Facebook, and more. This is the Android Realm Podcast, episode number 209, Roots and Images. Welcome back to the episode, everyone, and a brand new season of the Android Realm Podcast. So, very exciting start to the season. We got a lot of, or a pretty big improvement and enhancement to Android with version 5 Lollipop material design. So, on that note, you'll see an update to the logo for this particular season, or the image artwork. So it should update with your podcast client if not done already. But yeah, nice, basically simpler, smoother, and that sort of great stuff. I'll jump into a couple of other back-end updates as well. So that'll be towards the end of the episode, but I will jump into this particular episode. A few random things going on, not too much, but I'll not waste too much time. So to start off with some headlines, CyanogenMod, the company, partnered with Micromax this week to release their version of the OS on devices in India, so kind of like a competitor along the lines with Android One, but with CyanogenMod installed or the Cyanogen OS. So that should be coming soon, so we'll see what devices are announced there. Google announced this week that all apps released for Android TV in Google Play will be reviewed, so basically they want to keep a certain minimum level or certain par of what kind of apps are released for their OS, or for the Android TV at least. So if you notice a certain Unity or minimum level or a little bit extra requirements in review for your app, then that's most likely the reason. Google this week started work on Project Loon in Australia. If you're unfamiliar or need a quick refresher, it's their moonshot project to bring wireless, believe it was 3G internet to developing parts of the world using balloons. So essentially just launching 3G modems in hot air balloons, so more internet access can be provided. If you're a Chinese developer, Google started allowing Chinese developers to sell their apps in Google Play. There is speculation that this is ahead of their release into China, but this is basically just another form of releasing apps. There were a couple of articles this week that said that Firefox will now be switching from Google Search to Yahoo, so or at least I guess a default search provider. So in case you notice that update, or if you're a new user to Firefox and you're expecting Google Search but see Yahoo, that is the reason. There might be, as is most cases, it's probably a monetary or revenue issue, so we'll see exactly what happens. I know there were a couple of conversations that it is related to Firefox trying to be more on the open source side rather than making specific deals, and possibly Google wasn't cutting it, or Google Search wasn't cutting it, but we'll see. If you notice that switch, that there's a reason for that. For those of you who you take photospheres or ever wanted to embed photospheres and Street View images on your website, Google is now allowing that to happen. So if you run your own website and you want to have a Street View image of your business or show off more information, let's say pictures you take on certain locations, then that can now be done. And finally, Google Contributor was launched this week as a new way to pay to remove ads from participating websites. So this is a service through Google, so if you visit certain sites all the time and would prefer not to have ads, then this is a early alpha test to do just that. So you would essentially be paying Google for revenue otherwise not earned on websites that have ads. So we'll see if this project takes off, or if people even want to pay additional money to have these ads removed. But that's a new project that was released, so check out Google Contributor for that. As far as some app news for this week, the Nokia Z Launcher is now available in Google Play. This is, I guess, tangentially related to the one bit of device news, which I will jump into. But if you wanted to try this contextual search, which other apps do provide, but this is more along the lines of just basic morning, afternoon, and evening. And then if you want to launch certain apps, you just start typing the letters on your screen and it'll search, and you can open apps that way as well. They did also have some bug fixes and performance enhancements, so if you have been using the app, you should see some noticeable updates as well. For those of you who use WhatsApp, it now has a peer-to-peer encryption, so if you wanted to send your send and receive your messages securely, that is now an option. The Amazon app for Android got an update this week to now support purchasing through Android Wear. So if you get your daily deal notifications or things like that, and you'll now be able to see those on your smartwatch and buy or make the purchases that way as well. For those of you who use Titanium Backup to back up your apps, it was updated to now support Android 5. So you should see some performance enhancements and things like that there as well, in case you already are running Android 5. Google Keep got an update this week. This is on in the app version and the website as well, to now allow sharing your list with other people. So if you keep your grocery list in Google Keep and have needed to share it, or if there's certain to-do items that you keep in Google Keep, then those can now be shared. Opera Max got an update to now support Lollipop or Android 5. So if you use Opera as your browser, check that out as well. For those of you who you have a Samsung device and have wanted an easy way to check out the top videos across the internet, Milk Video was released by Samsung to do just that. It's essentially your top video search engine, and it can be used for video discovery as well. SwiftKey got a couple of updates along the lines of material design, so you should see that UI refresh along with match with various themes to adjust the look and feel of it as well. So if you want a different color keyboard, SwiftKey has those theming options for you. TouchWiz Recovery was also updated this week to version 2.8.2.1. It supports the Nexus 6 and the Nexus 9. So essentially, Android 5 support is now included, and the new Nexus line is also supported. Minecraft Pocket got updated this week as well to version 0.10.0. If you still play Minecraft, and it should now have more watery water, foggier fog, and lots of bug fixes. So your blocky looking environment should look a lot cleaner and smoother. Monument Valley got an update this week along the lines of an expansion called Forgotten Shores. This initial release for this week, at least, the week of November, I think the 16th or the 17th, whatever the start of the week was, the update was released exclusively to the Amazon App Store. I believe it came out on Thursday, so depending on the time of day, you should have gotten that. It's going to release to Google Play on Monday, November 24th, so a short window of exclusivity for the Amazon App Store. Essentially, what the updates bring are the Forgotten Shores expansion, as I said, so 8 new levels for the Forgotten Prince, or for the Lost Princess Ida, I believe, IDA. And I think there was also a couple of fixes regarding just bug fixes and how it works with the Amazon App Store. But essentially, once you get the update, it is a $1.99, or does have a $1.99 price tag to get the expansion. So just a heads up. A bit of backstory as well for this week. If you visit the Android Realm on Facebook and Google Plus, or just did a search, Monument Valley, the original game, was a free app of the day in the Amazon App Store, so just a one-day promotion. So if you wanted to save some money, hopefully you got in on that. But the expansion is $1.99. A little bit of controversy. Some people really didn't like that. For me, it's actually kind of worth it. Essentially, it's $3.99 for the original 10 levels and then $1.99 for 8 more. So essentially, you're paying $6 for 18 levels. It is kind of... it is worth it if you take out the initial intro level, 17 levels, but the UI elements, the music, just the overall experience of the game is worth it to me. It might seem a little steep, but it is actually a pretty good deal compared to other games, but definitely worth checking out. I'm not actually going to be doing a review of that this week. I haven't had a chance to play the expansion levels just yet. And since all Android users, especially for those of you who play the game through Google Play, don't have the update yet, I don't want to spoil anything. So I'll jump into that a little bit at the end of the episode as well. But definitely check it out. It does look pretty cool, and I can't wait to check it out a little bit more. But to round out the app news for this week, a couple of updates from Motorola. To start, the Motorola camera app got an update for the selfie timer. So essentially, if you switch to your front camera and want to take a selfie, there is now a delay available for 3 seconds and 10 seconds. So if you're still, let's say you're running and you're not in position yet, you have 3 seconds or 10 seconds to get yourself in position for that selfie. And there's also a general overall material design update, so you'll see a smoother performance and transitions and things like that, so it should work a lot better. You can also do a shake to switch between your front and rear camera, so from front to rear and rear to front, you'll get that ability to shake to change which camera you're using. And the other update from Motorola was an update to the Motorola Gallery. It also got its material design update, so pretty nifty if you don't have Android 5 yet. If you do have it, then it should look and feel a lot better on your Android 5 device. And so basically from Motorola at the moment should be the second generation Moto X. I don't think the other Motos have their updates just yet, but look out for those. I know the first generation Motos don't have their updates as of yet. But for device news for this week, the NVIDIA Shield is getting its update to Android 5, so keep hitting your update button there and look out for the UI updates and performance enhancements and all of that good stuff. If you have a Nexus 4 or a Nexus 6, the Android 5 factory images were released for those devices. So if you don't have the update just yet and you want to sideload Android 5 onto it, be sure to do that. But I was hearing a couple of issues this week as far as clearing your cache and data. So be sure to read all the instructions and check for issues other people have been having since it does have or clearing your data or something along those lines can cause issues, so also be very careful when doing it and follow all steps. And if you're not sure exactly what to do, then I would recommend not doing it and waiting for the official update, which from my understanding is rolling out over the next couple of months for sure, so I suppose just be patient as well. The Nokia N1 that was released this week and related news to the Nokia Z launcher. It's a new Android 5 tablet from Nokia, and it is pretty high-end. It has a 64-bit 2.4 GHz quad-core processor, 2 gigs of RAM, 32 gigs of storage, 8-megapixel rear camera, 5-megapixel front camera, 5,300 milliamp-hour battery, runs a tablet version of Z launcher, so you should see a slight adjustment there for the tablet version. And at the moment it's only going to launch in China and then eventually to Russia and Europe. There's no plans from what I can tell to release it in the United States, so we'll see if they run a modified version of the tablet or not, but or for the US market at least. But from what I could tell, there is no plans to release it to the United States, but it is a definite high-end launcher tablet to check out. But if you have a tablet right now and want to try out the launcher, I don't know how well it works on the launcher version side of things, or on the tablet side of things, but the smartphone version is pretty nifty if you like contextual launchers. For those of you who have an LG G2, it got an unofficial CyanogenMod Mod 12 build. So, since it's still early in the CyanogenMod Mod 12 life cycle, it's not perfectly running. So things like the Bluetooth and mobile signals are a bit weird, but they were able to get it working. So you should be able to, if you want to be on the cutting edge of CyanogenMod Mod ROMs and Android 5 releases, then definitely check it out. So of course, over the coming months and for the next few months, we'll see a lot of bug fixes and patches and things like that, so it should improve. But if you want to try it out and see how well it works, or at least revive your G2, then definitely check it out. For those of you who have a Samsung Galaxy S5 on, Sprint is getting its Android 4.4.4 update, so definitely get that update there if you want to have that version of Android. If you don't really care, or if you have, for example, 4.4.2 and don't really want to update now, then it's up to you. But if you want to make sure you're on the latest version just to be sure to avoid those steps, then or update steps later, and definitely get that update. The Chrome OS is getting an update this week. It should roll out to everybody over the coming weeks as well, to support sending files saved to Google Drive to your Chromecast. So you should see that bit of update coming soon. I don't have a Chromecast, so I can't test it out, and I also don't save the video or audio files to Google Drive to have that matter, but if I ever get a Chromecast, I will test it out to see how nicely that works. And at least it's nice to see that the Chrome OS, and by extension, I would say the Chromebook, getting the support to send things to the Chromecast. And finally, if you have an Android TV, it got its official Google Search app. So if you want to search around by voice or text, then you have that option as well. But with that, after the short break, I'm going to jump into this week's quick tip. No Chromebook quick tip for this week. I didn't have anything to test out or had a chance to check out anything new. So I'll be skipping that. But so basically after the quick tip, that'll basically round out the episode. So if you are, let's say, playing with your G2 and running CyanogenMod 12, or updating your Galaxy S5 to Android 4.4.4, or you're playing Monument Valley and you want to make sure you have the best possible quality sound, then be sure to check out our friends over at Tweaked Audio. They have 7 great styles and 7 great colors, so if you want to match your headphones to your device, be it smartphone or tablet, or want to support your favorite game developer with colors, or you just want to have your favorite color headphones, then they have those styles and colors to suit your needs. They even have wood to match your wooden Moto X, in case you want to match it there as well. All of their headphones are also noise reducing, so you hear more of what you're listening to and less of the outside world. So be it podcasts, games, videos, TV shows, YouTube, whatever, you'll get the best possible quality sound. And they're also very durable, so if you use them at home, at work, on your walks, at the gym, all of the above, they'll also be sure to last you. And they have really excellent customer service, so if you have any questions, comments, concerns, issues, or anything like that, they'll be happy to help you out. So be sure to visit geek-io.com/tweak to get started, and use the promo code GEEK at checkout. That's G-E-E-K. And you'll also save 1/3 off of your order at checkout. So not only will you get a great pair of headphones, or multiple pairs of headphones, you'll also save some money at the same time. That's geek-io.com/tweaked and the promo code GEEK at checkout. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. But with that, I'll jump into this week's quick tip, and that is Facebook Groups. I would have done a full-on app review, but it's not really, I figure it's a one-way change where a particular feature becomes its own app, but in this case, an app is siphoning off a particular feature, and that's the Facebook Groups feature. So let's say you spend more of your time in Facebook Groups than you do on your Facebook newsfeed, or you prefer to just see what the updates from your groups are. That's where the Facebook Groups app comes in. So when you install the app and log in, you'll see a nice grid of icons for whichever groups you are participating in. And to start, let's say you want to see certain groups at the top of the list, or you want to have a particular order because you participate in some more than others, or you know that more certain groups have more updates than other groups, you can rearrange the groups in whatever order you want. So you will long press on it and then rearrange them and put them in whatever order you want. And then you'll also have a notification drawer similar to the Facebook official, or the official Facebook app. So you can see you'll see all the notifications just for your groups, and you can go directly to those posts. So when you click on that update, or when you click on that notification, it'll load the post and then open the comment section. And then you can set up various settings like push notifications and things like that if you want updates on when new posts are made or new replies are made to various posts that you have commented on. And the feature that I actually kind of like is that you can also now set a shortcut to certain groups on your home screen. So if you've used Facebook Pages Manager to manage your own pages, then you'll know you can set those. So you can set your personal pages on to your home screen. Well, you can now do the same thing for groups. So let's say there's a couple of groups or one group or however many number you participate in, and you want to create, let's say, a folder on your home screen, or you want a home screen just for those groups and you want a quick way to access them, then you can now set that shortcut as well. So it's pretty nifty and an easy way to access groups. The app itself also lets you search for groups if you want to find a group to join, and also create your own new group. So if you want to start your own community there, you can do that as well. The app is free in the Google Play Store, so I'll have a link to that in the show notes so you guys can check it out. Overall, it's pretty nifty. I don't want to say too much as far as how well it looks on Android 5 with Material Design, because I don't have that just yet. So at the moment, the best I can compare the look and feel and general UI is to iOS 8. So I've said this, I may have said this before, but it has the same look and feel as the sharing option in the Facebook Pages Manager app, so not too much of a transition there. So it's worth checking out if you want quick access to your groups. It's along the lines of Facebook Messenger as being separated from the official Facebook app, so we'll see if that's actually taken out and differentiated as its own app to keep the Facebook newsfeed clean in the official app. But it's pretty simple and straightforward. It's worth checking out if you participate in groups quite a bit and you don't mind having a separate app just for that. But actually, that's all there is for that. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that about Facebook groups or anything else Android related, then you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01 as well. And if you check out the show notes, a slight change going forward in that I'm going to now have a breakdown for how much content is in each category, so you can get a general idea of how long each one is. So basically, if there's a lot of headlines and few apps and few devices, you'll see it weighted by percent based on that, or in this case, a lot more app news and headlines or devices, so a higher percentage there. And then approximately how much the app review or quick tip or the Chromebook quick tip will take as well, so you can check that out. For the time being, I'm not going to have the link to the show notes. If I can have it provided, if you want it, or definitely check it out in the Amazon Kindle ebook store. As always, they're released within a day or two after the release of the official episode, so in case you prefer to have it read on the go or just that way as well. So same sort of thing there. So a quick way to easily get your Android news if you prefer to read than listen to the podcast. But actually, also before I close it out, you can find this show and more shows on the Geek IO Network at geek-io.com. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/geekio if you want to support the show and the network, remove ads from the shows and the Android Realm post, and also help expand the network and get new shows and things like that. That's patreon.com/geekio. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time. And actually, also before I close it out, sorry, I almost forgot, but for next week's episode, since it is going to be the day after Thanksgiving, I have not decided if there's going to be an episode or not. Depends on how my schedule works out. But at the moment, I am expecting to have an episode. It'll probably be something brief, so right now I'm planning to at least play a few levels of the Monument Valley expansion, Forgotten Shores. But at least do a review of the expansion, so get a general idea of what's new compared to the original game. Maybe a Chromebook quick tip and any overflow news as far as that's Android related over the next few days until Wednesday. I doubt there will be much news for Thursday, but we'll see. If any, whatever, so basically whatever is overflow for the next few days. I'll do a general episode for next week, so look out for that. If there's not going to be any episode, then I will make a post on the Google Plus and Facebook groups and on my Twitter feed at Patel N01, so you guys should know if there's no update. And of course, you won't hear any show between Friday for next week if I don't record, but in case you guys are wondering. But just a quick heads up there. So before I keep rambling on and on, that is all for this particular episode. So now, thanks for tuning in, and until next time.